Kum lenin a blad gemara. Rav Rav Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph. Where are we? Okay, last thing we learned was Eim Habani Smecha. The women were happy. That's the main thing. Says now the gemara three lines in the white lines. Monon Hakosav Derech Delosram. The names of the daughters of Slavchad are mentioned in order of their age. Yeah, the five of them mentioned the order according to their age, and also we can't derech achmasin. But over here, when they're talking about getting married, it goes according to the age. When it talked about the girls confronting Moshe Rabbeinu, it goes according to the wisdom, because the order is not the same. Machla is always the first. Obviously, she was the oldest, and so on. We'll see in a minute. But the other girls, the order changes around. Says Gemara, Misayel Rab Ami. This supports Rab Ami. Rab Ami said, "Be yeshiva when it comes to learning halach achachachma. When in a place of learning and people get together, you should give the most covet to the chachm, and that's why over here, but the girls went according to chachm. Machla was the wisest of them all, and so on and so forth. And Noya, who was the youngest, was the second wisest, so she's number two, and so on and so forth." But when you're having stamma, you get a get together, a suda or something, there you look at old age. When do we say that by yeshiva, if there's somebody who is inordinately or incomparably smarter than everybody else, or somebody's incomparably older than everybody else, then when it comes to a yeshiva of learning, a discussion of learning, or teda, you give it to the chacham, and you come to the stamma suda, you give it to the old person. But where they are all. What happens, you have a chacham muflig, you don't have a zaka muflig, then everything, he gets first covered. Even by a party, you give the chacham muflig first covered. And if you have a zaka muflig and no chacham muflig, then even at a dinner, you still give, at a learning Torah, you give the zaka muflig first, but as long as chacham tzas, you're a little bit smart. The only shredder kind is hold
it.
But that's the issue. Says, I'm a maskinim, daitim muterefes, and it gets worse and worse. You know the famous vice of Rogachov, and Amor's came to Rogachov and said, you know, it says that Tamachach, the smarter he gets, you know, the older he gets, the smarter he gets. I'm looking to save him. It's not any better than the one you wrote 10 years ago. In fact, it's even worse. So the Rogachov said, yeah, because the Gemara says that Amor is the older he gets, the dumber he gets. You're 10 years older. So, that's what the Rashbam said. Hard to understand how you learn that from the girls, because the girls were not Zaka Muflig compared to nobody there was a Zaka Muflig. Machla is not a move compared to his sisters. None of them were. So what's going on here? Anyway, but one beautiful thing, the Rashbam generally says that what happens if they're not muflogging? They're just smart, very smart, and somebody who's old. Then old, says the Rashbam, always comes first. Very interesting. He says, and everyone agrees with him, he says, old age always comes first. The only time it doesn't is chacham muflig at a kinnis teda. But otherwise, the zaken, even though not muflig, you always get to give cover, because the chacham won't get upset or offended if he sees everyone giving cover to the zaken, because he understands, because it's the chachanis. You can see nobody's judging who's smarter or not smarter. Just the
Isn't
fact
the
is age.
Also, mitzvah in Bahadar to play zaken.
Yeah, not when it comes. That's right. But then the Rashbam said the most powerful word, and you have to remember this word. Kuf chafim al Rashbam. I'll just read the two words, one line. The Rashbam who the muflig bezikness, eight lines on the top, 2, 4. 6. It's a longish bomb. 9 lines on top. I'll just tell you where it is. The second line, right in the middle, is a dot that says Shamin and Mahacha. You see it? You see Shamin and Mahacha? Shamin and Mahacha. Learn from here. Chacham Muflig. If you have a Chacham who is incomparably smarter than everybody else, and a Zaken Muflig, a Zaken who is older, much older than everybody else, She'enu Chacham Kokach Kebacha B'Yeshiva. The Rashbam says, who is a chacham muflig? A yeshiva bacher. That's what I want to show you. That a yeshiva bacher, you would think a chacham muflig would be somebody also older in age, you know, that he's a rosh yeshiva in his 40s, 50s. No, a yeshiva bacher. They're a chacham muflig. They sit and learn the whole day Torah. Nothing like them. Then halecha chacham, you always go after a chacham. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, back to Gemara. I just want to tell you.
Reading the tights the wrong way, but I see it the opposite way around.
How do you see
it
the opposite way around?
He says, if you have a case where you have a chacham mufluk, and then you have a zaken mufluk, she'ena chacham kol karka b'chav yeshiva, an old man who's only as smart as a yeshiva bacha. That's all he is. He's just as smart.
She'ena
chacham kol karka b'chav yeshiva. He says, he's not so smart.
That's Yiddish. That's not the way you're in Ajibam. Okay. Anyway. I guess here you go. You have the optimist or the positive people and the negative people.
I must be a baker. No.
You can learn this way also, but I'd rather not learn this way. Why? We got to build up your shirbochim, not put them down.
I'm trying to put them down.
You just put the shirbochim down, exactly.
You're just putting together of the old man. The old man didn't move on since his yeshiva days. He didn't improve.
Shirbochim are smarter than most people are, because they have no other, competing interests other than learning Torah.
You know what they say? My boss should have employed me when I was at Yeshiva Bacha, because then I knew all the answers.
I disagree. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring this halach, even though others do, because the way Rambam learns is that he's arguing. He says, you want to know why they change order, the girls, because to tell you they're equal. Shneimer says, Vatihiena, Havo Achas Kula, they're all exactly equal. And Rambam compares it to who Moshe Aaron and who Aaron and Moshe. Remember, Rashi says Moshe and Aaron, they're all exactly the same. And it brings me a Gemara Megillah, and everybody talks about there's no such Gemara Megillah. Anyway. After all this, when they were told that you have to marry a local shevet, but the girls who started the whole thing, they were told you can marry anybody you want. It says clearly in the pasuk, whoever they choose that's good in their eyes, that's who they should become wives to. So anyone means any shevet. In the same pasuk it says, "Ach lemishpachas matei avim tiyen lashim." Should only marry somebody their own. Eitz a toiv hisian, giving him good advice. You don't want to lose the property. Good idea to marry your own shevet. And also the people Menashe then were a big mandrega, so therefore you should marry people Menashe. Moisiv Rabba asked a question. It says the pasuk. In the pasuk where it talks about the duna tumah, when it comes to kabbana, it says emar aleihem, tell them. It's talking about only that generation, which sounds like lo'isana imdim al hasina, those are staying in hasina. And then it says ledoida seich, a few generations, elu doida saboim. You're talking about the children. So who are you talking to? The people of then or the people in the future? Im nemar others, if it says talk to them, lama nemar bani, why talk about doida seich? Im nemar bani, if you talk about doida seich, lama nemar others. Says the Gemara mitnei, because there are certain mitzvahs that are only, this is the Braisa says, there are certain mitzvahs only limited to that generation, and certain mitzvahs that are only limited to the future generations. So the Torah wants to tell you, but this mitzvah applies today and tomorrow. And from here you learn now that all mitzvahs apply today and tomorrow, unless the Torah clearly says different. Where do you find mitzvahs that are only apply in the future generations? All mitzvahs do with the land, kisavoyu, chala, truma, maisa, shmita, yevil, those are mitzvahs that can only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Where do you find a mitzvah that only applies to that generation and our future? And that's where the Gemara comes in. You have to only marry your own shevet. That was only for that shevet, not the future. That's the Gemara. Bipnei she yesh ba'avos mashein ba'bonim. There's certain mitzvahs that are only for that generation, not future generations. V'yesh ba'bonim mashein ba'avos. There's certain mitzvahs that are only for the future generations, not for the others. Ba'avos. So where do you find a mitzvah only limited to that generation? It says, the chol basi, that's just any girl that's at the moment potential to potential heir, no brothers. Nachal, estate. And that only applies for that generation. And the harbi mitzvahs in stav ba'bonim, shalim stav ba'avos. There were many mitzvahs for future, not for then. Because of when you go into land. Because you have some mitzvahs that are limited, why I told you that generation. I'm not sure why he repeats it. And you have mitzvahs that are only for future generations. Hutzrach leimer avos. Hutzrach leimer bonim. So it comes with two men, I have to tell you both. Why I have to teach you that all mitzvahs, chutz, where it says otherwise, it applies to that generation and future generations. Ktani mias. What did Bryce learn, however? That ba'ovah, so oime v'chol basi reshes nachla, says klor, that everybody then has to marry their own shevet. What are you telling me, Amaisa? That b'nei tzlovcha can marry anybody they wanted. That generation is not allowed to marry anybody they wanted. And for the Gemara, who moisiv lo, who mefadil? He asked the question and he answered himself. Levar b'nei tzlovcha, they were an exception. But there's no exception. How do we know? Because the pasuk says well, clearly, "Latoy beinei and yilan lelashim." Says the pasuk that you are, that you can marry anybody you want.
So they're coming for equal rights, but then they get
specific. It gets per privilege. That's it. You stand up and defend, and you stand up and you make noise. Look what happened.
A serving suggestion. The pasuk says, I suggest you keep it in the shaven. But
in the world today, Saudi Arabia, the most repressive regime for women, right, they're the head of the UNESCO body of women's rights.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, season, all the members of that, they're all dictatorships and all...
they're all Muslim, but it doesn't matter, but this is the leading country.
UNESCO, also important.
Omar says, we learned, but others, when it comes to the generation back then, in Mount Sinai, who Oymed says, the whole Bastia Rech Nachla is Mashma, but others, in, but Bonnie loves only for that. Now the question is, how do we tackle Ocha in that generation? Maybe it's also mitzvah for Oylem Vod. How do you know that it's only limited to that generation? So my man Masha, where do you see in this Pasuk only that generation? Omar Rava says Rava Omakra. Because we have an apostle, it says an apostle, you should speak to the Eden and say, Zeh HaDover. It says Zeh HaDover. We talked about B'nai Tzlovchat, Zeh HaDover. Dover Zeh Lo Yehei Noig Elabadah. The word Zeh HaDover is extra. So therefore, to tell you that it's only limited to that generation and no other generation. Because Zeh HaDover cannot, when you say Zeh HaDover, this thing, you can't say I'm talking to what, you only marry your own shevet. You cannot be talking, addressing B'nai Tzlochet. It could be just B'nai Tzlochet don't have to marry their own generation. So you're talking to everybody else. What do you think, Zeh HaDover? This thing, what? Zeh means it's limiting, only in this generation. Freddy Gemara says, every time it's Zeh HaDover, it's only that generation. Eba Zeh, Amalei Rabazuti. Ravashi, interesting, the small Rabba. So you have the big Rabba, which is a Rabba in times of Abaya, Rabbi Yosef, and you have Rabba Zuti.
South of the name Rabba, great.
Yeah, there's a small, big one.
There's big, small.
Big junior. I told you once that the word Ad Rabba, which means quite the contrary, the Shredish of that word, it says in Oruch, is Rabba's name. Rabba, someone as great as Rabba, who the Gemara says, Oikar Horim so sharp, should come up with such a stupid question, such a stupid idea. Ah, the Rabba, does haste Rabba.
According to Rabba.
Yeah, so that's where the Pumfa Kek comes from. I think it's the Oruch, one of the Rishayim. That's although, what's the marker of the word? What's Adar? How does Adar come mean quite the contrary? Elamayata, if so, Zeh HaDover, the Shchut Yichut, according to this, by Shchut Yichut, it also says that this is the thing I should see by Hashem Leimer. So according to you, also, Hochinam Lo Yenoig, but is that only that generation? Says you want a shiny Hossam. There is different. The Chsiv, it says L'doiroisam, it says clearly that you should no longer shech Shchut Yichut, L'doiroisam. For their generation, it says Chukas Oylem Tidoyderosim, which means forever. So even though it says Zeh Adover, it says Mefeshderosim, tell you forever. Then you want to find. What about Zeh Adover de Roshay Matas? It says by that Moshe Roshay Matas. Zeh Adover Jiv Hashem. According to you, Zeh Adover means limited that generation. The Gemara, Moshe, move that away. Okay. Zeh Adover Roshay Matas. Hachinamid lo yenoy, but only that generation. On Malay, who were Kuf Chof on the base in the top. We learned Zeh of the Dorim from Zeh from Shchut Yichut to tell you that's L'Olam Vod. Freddy Gemara Hainami Leilav Zeh Zeh Mahasam Eba Zeh. Why don't we go to the Pasuk where it says that you can only marry your own Sheva and you tell me it says Zeh HaDover, say that we learned Zeh 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 Shava from Shchut Yichut, that's L'Olam Vod. How do you know that today there's no mitzvah to marry only your own Sheva? What are you talking about? The Gzeira Shavu was not written to teach us L'Olam Vod. The Gzeira Shavu by Nedorim to Shchut Yichutz is to teach you other dinim. And once you have the Gzeira Shavu, these other dinim, we know you can't do L'machza. But there's no need to have a Gzeira Shavu when it comes to B'nai Tzlovchad, when it comes to the property. So therefore, there's no Gzeira Shavu. I go down there. B'shleim ha'asam, it's a Gzeira Shavu. It comes to the Rashi Matas Nedorim. We need the Gzeira Shavu for other dinim, as we'll see in a minute. So therefore, we also learn that's L'Doy Reisam. Over here, when it comes to you're telling me the only reason why you exalted Shava by B'nai Tzlovchad to teach you that was that this issur of marrying other Shvatim applies forever. Why would you think it doesn't apply forever? Because it says Zeh. Don't say Zeh, and I don't need Zeh Shava. If it wouldn't have said Zeh, we just said in Gemara a minute ago, the rule is that all mitzvahs are given for Avos or Labanim. All mitzvahs are for today and for the future. The only reason why by B'nai Tzlovchad we say it's limited to that generation, because it says Zeh HaDover. And then you want to look at Zeh Shava Zeh to tell you that it applies to Labanim. Don't say Zeh HaDover.
And you won't have to have a
Zeh. You won't have to have a Shava. So therefore, it doesn't make sense. Lish de Kramine, let it not say Zeh HaDover. My Gzeira Shavah, you're telling me when it comes to the Dorim, you need Gzeira Shavah to teach you other things. The Tanya we learned, because otherwise, that's the same question there. Don't say Zeh HaDavar, and you won't have to have Gzeira Shavah, Gzeira Zeh, to teach you that that the Dorim implied today. Obviously, we needed Zeh to teach other things. The Tanya we learned, Nebraisa Nema, Kan Zeh HaDavar, it says over Zeh HaDavar, Nema Lahalon, it says over there, also Zeh HaDavar, Mal Halon, look over there, Aaron Uvonov, the Choy Yisrael, just like when it comes to Tumah. It says Aaron and Vonov and Choy Yisrael, so too by the Dorim, even though it says Rosh. Matters, you might think the only people who have to keep their vows and oaths are the heads of the Shvatim. So we learn out from Shchut Yichud, it applies to everybody. What exactly does Aaron and Bonav and Koyiso? We'll see in a minute. Afkan Aaron of Bonav Koyiso. And Omar Khan, just like over here, Rosh Matas. And just like over here, it's Rosh Matas. We'll soon see what that means. He's Afalahal also by Shchut Yichud, Rosh Matas. What does that mean? What do you mean by that? The head of Shvatim. So we'll see. Omar, let's explain what the Brashi said. Malaharan, just like over there. Aaron, just like by Shchut Yichud is Aaron, by Tumah. Just like by Tumah, it's Aaron of Von of Chol Yisrael, Afkan. Aaron of Von of Chol Yisrael. My Hechzer, what's it for? What do you need to know that? Omar, Rav Achba Yaakov, Leime, to teach you, Shahaforas, Nedorim, Bishloishet Yotas. Chol Yisrael can be involved in being Matan Ned. We learned the Yachel Devore, who ain't a Mechel Devore. We learned in the Mishnah there in Chagiga in the end of the first Pedic that there's mitzvahs that are Horim Hatluyim Besaira, the mountains hanging on hairs. So we learn out over there that you can be Matan Neder. And he's saying here that Hatoras Nedorim, you don't need a bezin of three Dayonim Mumchim. You can even have three Yaitis, because Kol Yisrael, just like the Isser. How do you know that? Because just like by it comes the Isser of Shchut Yichud, or the Isser of Tum, who's applied to? To everybody. Over here also, Shchut Yichud applies to everybody. Over here also applies to everybody. In other words, what applies to everybody? This din that we learn now that you can be Matanet, even three Yaitis. It sounds like from the pasuk that the only ones who can be involved are the heads of matters. Maybe they're the only ones who can be matter neder. There's two dim. If you're using a mumche like Rosh Matas, one is enough. If you're using Kol Yisrael, you need three, like a bezin. Then the second thing you said you learned is the other way around. Ma kan Rosh Matas. Look, it's Rosh Matas. Aflaham eschutchut. Rosh Matas. What does that have to do with anything? The Gemara. Omer Av Sheish is a fascinating din. Sheyesh Shaila Behegdish. Fascinating din. I went ahead and I shech the Shchut Yichud. Yichayev Karas. But if after I did it, I go to three Rabbonim and I am Matan Neder that this animal, the Issa of Shchut Yichud is the only thing an animal, you make it a carbon, then you bring it outside. If I don't make it a carbon, I shech it outside. If I shech it outside. And I have to shech it opposite the base of Migdish. So I went ahead and I did it with the opposite base of Migdish and I did everything wrong. I'm Chayiv Kodesh, and a week later I go to three Rabbonim. I want to be Matan Neder LaMafreya, that this animal that I was Makdish, that no longer is in existence, was never Kodesh. And they can ask you a Pesach, they can ask you, oh, if you would have realized this and this, would you have done it? And he said, no. And this is Kapish Mach. There's no more Easter over here, you did nothing wrong. That's an unbelievable Kiddush. So therefore, that's what we learn out from Rosh Matas, that they can, just like over there by Nedorim, you can undo a Neder, unravel a Neder retroactively. Same thing over here, or respectively, the same thing over here. You can undo the Shchut Yichud. Says the Gemara, but not everyone agrees to that. What about Bishamay? Damni ain't shy of Hegel. Bishamay says, if you say this white, a white animal comes out of my house, should become a carbon, and a black animal came out, according to Bishamay, it still becomes Kodesh, because even though it's a mistake, you didn't have that in mind, it still becomes Kodesh. Which means, according to Bishamay, even if you knew it was a mistake from the beginning, fa'falun, so surely, when you made it, you did it correctly, and then a week later, you decided to undo it, oh, had you realized, Gonish Helfen, because it won't help you, because you already made it happen. But now, what's the story? Bishamay says, Hegdish, toys, Hegdish. Even though it was a mistake, it's still Hegdish. Bishalom ain't a Hegdish. So what's according to Bishamay? And in Bishamay, he cannot undo the Shchut Yichud. So what in the world did he use Gzeira Shavah to learn Shchut Yichud from the Dorim? What does he need? What does he learn from the Dorim for Rosh Matas? For Shchut Yichud from Zezeh? Hai Zevah, Zeh my Obdule. What does he do with Gzeira Shavah? So he answers, Zeh HaDavar, the Shchut Yichud. You know when he's Zeh HaDavar, Shchut Yichud? Al hashoyche du chayev ein chayev al amoylik zeh hadavar only shchit, even though as far as kabban is concerned, when it comes to a bird, the koyin used to ease his fingernails. So you would have thought if I did the same procedure outside the base of the bird, I should be chayev shchut yichud k'mashlan zeh hadavar only shchita. But liquor is not going to get you this karis. So what does he do? What does he do?
Is that because Malika is only kosher by a
Kohen? No logic. You would argue if the whole word is that if you're taking a carbon and replicating it outside, in front, you know, in front of his midrash, you're over some matzah chiluk. Obviously, it's a kosher. That's why he's a kosher.
No, I'm saying bichlal. If a regular yid takes a bird and he does malika,
yeah,
it's not kosher la'achila. You can't.
Yeah, but as a carbon, that is kosher. I mean, that's the shechita by a bird, except the chatzot get all burnt and all that. But yeah, this is more right. What does he do? The wording, there's two words. There's mate and there's mefer. And there's a chilik in mate and mefer. Mefer only a husband does. And mate, if a husband uses the words, I'm mate, my wife's neder, nothing. If a chacham uses the words, I'm mefer, your neder, nothing. Even though the Gemara just said, we're talking about
hafara. Is hafara stronger than hafara?
Different. Hafara is mekan. Hafara means, look at this. Mate means it was never a neder in the first place. Hafara means I can break you from now on. What does a Rav do when he's matan neder? He matan needs, we had a machlek in Zeran actually, if you remember, but the Parshat Shad, matan means, I give you a Pesach. Oh, had you known that this would have been, would you have made a neder? So it means, exactly. So from the beginning, it was never a neder because you went on the wrong pretenses. So I'm matan, I'm undoing the whole thing, I'm being matan. Mefer means I'm breaking it. Doesn't matter what you do, you did everything correctly, but now I'm coming along now within the first 24 hours, I go over and I break the neder. I don't have to find a heter for it, a pesa for it. I'm breaking it. The kanal haba, whatever. Okay. How do we know that? How do you know that you have to make sure you're very pedantic and you use the correct word? Because it says zehadover. The ein bal mat, bal mefer, ein chochem mefer. Well, the funny mother, le bay shamai, the less look zeh de shove. Be shamai does not hold the zeh de shove. It's a haforas in the dorim bishloisha jaminola. How does he know you can have three? Nafka, since he has no good shava, he used the zehadover to teach you by shchutichut to tell you only shchita not malika. He says no good shava anymore. So how does he know? So we said, what do you do with the word zehadover by in the dorm? Tell you that this is words you have to use. A chacham has to use the word matan. How does he mefer? Since he has no good shava, how does he know that shloisha had yaitin? Maybe taking 3 days on a mumchin to be mvatla neder. How does he know? Nafka, he learns that in the Tanya for the following brisa. And we'll continue tomorrow already because it starts a new sugya. There's no time.